Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. I am. Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa. We are in the limelight as soon as I turn the light back on. We are in the limelight again with Clarissa, and I am again going live today. We are starting to call this Going Live Wednesdays because you know, I just am loving doing the lives, and you guys seem to be loving it too. So that's what we're going to start doing. I'm going to do a lot less of the recording and just start going out live. I do want to remind you, though, that you're going to be able to see this apart from where you're seeing it now live. We're going to be able to see this in case you miss it on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Google Play, Daily Motion, and YouTube, and many more. And we're going to be able to hear this as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and over on Podbean. I do want to remind you also about the In the Limelight with Clarissa in Digital Magazine. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And you're going to be able to find this now on a new entry, which is pressreader.com. Really excited about the collaboration with them. So again, you can read it on pressreader.com. And another new entry that I am loving is called mynewsdesk.com. Mynewsdesk.com is a really phenomenal tool for me because I'm able to put out press releases and news releases to interact with thousands and thousands of journalists all over the world, and also to be able to monitor billions of sources, which is really, really exciting. And by the way, you can monitor kind of what's going on with your competition. It's just a really, really great tool to continue to get information about you and your businesses out. So with that having been said, during COVID, I know, you know, seems like the economy, we know what happened with the economy. Certainly we have an idea. You know, a lot of people have lost their jobs, or they were furloughed, or, you know, pay cuts, and we're working from home. So I'm very excited about this extraordinary entrepreneur that I'm bringing on now. Her name is Marilyn Anderson. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and let me tell everybody why you are here. Here's her book, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, by Marilyn Anderson. Love the name of the book, by the way. I think that's extraordinary. But you're going to give us some tips and tricks right now that maybe a lot of people didn't think of, ways of sort of, you know, stretching a dollar or cutting the budget down a little bit. And I wanted you to be able to start with most of the things that you were talking about, I think were items that we already have around the house, I think you had mentioned.
Well, one of the things I talk about is how to go into your closet and come out with cash.
Right.
And so many of us have things in our closet that we haven't worn for a long time. And I know at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody said, oh, I'm going to take this time and reorganize my closet. But what I say, while you're doing this, is take things that you're not wearing and make money with them. Uh-huh. And you can do this with clothes. You can do it with household items. And I, for instance, my jewelry box, I had jewelry that was given to me when I was 12 years old, and it was just sitting there. And I mean, it's nice to be sentimental. You can take a picture of it and save it. But I took it to a place called therealreal.com. Now, therealreal.com, they will either come to your house, or you can do it all by mail, and they take fine jewelry, they take designer clothes, upscale clothes, whatever. And it's not like a local consignment shop where, you know, people have to pass by in the neighborhood, but they reach out to everyone in the country or even possibly the world. So a lot of people can see your things. Well, on stuff that was just sitting in my jewelry box, I made like several thousand dollars.
That's extraordinary.
And you can also buy things there. I bought a couple new rings. You know, yeah. If you buy things with money.
Right.
And again, what's new to you might be old to somebody, but it still looks brand new.
And people love vintage pieces. You know, they love finding something new that's old, that's new again. It's always been something I love. I mean, I absolutely love that sort of thing. You also talk about cutting the cord, the cable cord, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
What are your little secrets around that?
Well, with cutting the cord, I mean, when I lived in my other apartment for like 20 years, I was getting Spectrum and I was paying like $100 a month and I was literally watching two channels. So I figure over the 20 years that I lived there, I spent, you know, probably $25,000. So when I moved to my new apartment, I like stopped getting Spectrum TV and I bought for $19.95 on Amazon, and you can buy it at regular stores like Staples or Best Buy. For $19.95, one time only. You don't have to pay it again. And I get all the broadcast channels, plus I get 26 other channels. And then you can always add if you want Netflix for $8.99. But why pay that, you know, $25, $30 for Spectrum?
Sure. Sure.
You don't need it. You really don't need it. Plus, now there are
I'm not watching the Golf Channel. You know, I'm not watching Disney. You know, I get it. And that was, I think, the genius of, you know, sort of pay-to-play TV and you know, only buying what you want. I remember going to an event out in Los Angeles. It was called Digital Hollywood. God, it has to be 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They had already started talking about this. And I went, gosh, I wonder how's that going to work? Oh, my goodness. That seems so difficult. And it wasn't at all. So, yes, great idea there.
And also, there are so many streaming services now that give you movies for free.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to pay for Netflix or Amazon Prime, there's like 20 different free streaming channels like IMDb.com or Tubi. Has all these free movies. So that's another thing to do. Absolutely.
I know. I love that. I love Tubi. I've got Tubi here as well. And so, yeah, really, really great ideas there. Redecorate your home for next to nothing or free. How, pray tell?
Oh, well, this I love, particularly, like I said, during the pandemic. And this is another way, too, that you can sell things in your house. There's apps or websites like Nextdoor or OfferUp where so many people are just giving things away, especially during the pandemic. They'll give away desks. They'll give away, there's a place called Buy Nothing. And literally, they just gift things there. You gift things or you take things. There's no trade involved. Huh. But there have been so many desks and bureaus and coffee tables. And if it's not in perfect condition, guess what? You can go to YouTube, watch a DIY. My girlfriend painted her sofa. I didn't know you could paint a sofa. She painted a sofa. It came out magnificent. Or I had an old roommate who was great, like a designer. And we would take old chests of drawers and cover them with fabric. And they would look amazing. So you can redo your whole office at home now. Yeah. Everybody's working out of home.
And isn't that
literally
fun
for free?
I find it to be so fun, so cathartic, just a way to, you're still at home, but you break away from it all. Maybe you're in the garage, or you're out back and you're spray painting, you know, I have some chairs outside, they're wrought iron. And every once in a while, I just give them a little, you know, a little refresher. And it's just kind of breaks the monotony, and it's so much fun to do. I totally agree with that. 8 easy ways to make money from home.
Well, of course, we already talked about therealreal.com, but there's also places like, if you don't have the high end things, you can sell things on Poshmark. You can, like I said, sell them on Nextdoor or on OfferUp. Even Facebook has all these groups. Marketplace groups, and I like Chico's because I wear jackets all the time. They have a group just for Chico stuff where I sold about 5 jackets that I used to wear.
Right.
So that's one thing. Another thing you can do if you're buying things, and let's face it, all of us are buying things these days too, is make sure you get one or more of the rebate sites like Rakuten. If you put Rakuten on your Google Chrome, then whenever you buy anything, at the end of every month, you get a check for money back.
I think Rautuken is Rautuken. Rautuken, I think, is
it's
what it is.
Rautuken.
Thank you.
And there's also,
okay,
And there's also Capital One Shopping, there's Piggy, and there's also Ibotta for when you go to the grocery store and you scan your things and you get money back. I haven't figured that one out yet. But I
tried it too, funny you should say. I did try that too. Probably needed a little more time for me to wrap my head around Ibotta. But yeah, there certainly are many apps out there that are helping us all, you know, again, stretch the dollar, you know, help us cut back on
And I just put S'more on my phone. And that's when all you have to do if you use called S-M-O-R-E. And you just put it on your phone and you do normally. And I keep getting coupons like $10 on CVS or $10 at Target or wherever. Yeah. And I don't even have to do anything. And of course, there's also all kinds of games where you can theoretically make
right.
money.
Here's a couple that I love. First of all, I don't know, I probably shouldn't say this, but don't tell anybody. I said, I love to tell people Goodwill. I have the time of my life in Goodwill. And the second place that I think that I've never tried and I hear a lot about is the Walmart app. So in other words, you have the app and then you scan it there in the store. And a lot of times the price is much less than what it's saying on the shelf. I don't know how that works, but I see people doing it all the time.
Well, here's what you do too. A lot of stores are price matching. Nordstrom's price matches. So if you see something there, price matches. Right. But I will never go into a Staples or a Best Buy and pay what they say is on the shelf, even if they say it's on sale, because a lot of times there are things that are on sale or more expensive and they will price match even with Amazon. So whether it's a $30 toner or a $3,000 computer, if I'm shopping even for just plain office supplies, when I go to Best Buy or Staples, when I go up to that clerk, I say, I want to price match this. And over the year, you can imagine how much you can save. You can save thousands of dollars.
Sure you can. Yeah, you really can. It does take a little bit of time and effort, but boy, is it well worth it. I mean, give up a Netflix film each week or something, you know, and just take the time and really take a deeper dive into how you can save money. I've been a coupon clipper my whole life, and they don't do that as much as they used to, but there are other ways. Now the apps do it for you. And I can remember when I would go and I would love it when it was, you know, what was double coupon day or triple coupon day. Boy, I felt like I was a thief coming out of that store sometimes. Had the time of my life. Tell us how we can go to do a tour through Europe without even leaving our homes.
Oh, well, you know, people who like to travel now, nobody's traveling, but there are so many virtual tours online now. You can go to the Louvre. You can go to the British Museum. You can go to museums all over the world. You can see the seven wonders of the world. So pick a place either that you want to go to when you can travel again, or pick a place that you might never go to. And I say, make a fun day of it. Say, we're going to Italy today. And then you tour all the places in Italy and you make an Italian lunch and you make an Italian dinner. And you can really have a good time doing that if you make it an experience, you know?
Yeah, you know that I lived in Italy for 30 years. Did you know that?
Oh, my. So you know the places for us to go. Yeah.
Well, I do, actually. Yes, I do. 30 years is a long time, and I pretty much know Italy nook and cranny. Tell us how we can go to Harvard or Yale for free.
Oh, here's another thing. You know, again, we're at home, and there's no reason to be depressed or to sit or to not do anything. Harvard and Yale all have free classes, and actually universities across the country. If you go to Coursera.org or edx.org or Class Central, there are like 5,000 free classes in government, religion, language, IT. My friend took a course in happiness at Yale. And the thing is, they're all free. And if you want a certification in something, then you can pay like an extra fee. But it's amazing the things that you can learn. And also go to TED Talks. They have great free TED Talks, which are so inspirational.
They really are. I watched another one yesterday.
They make you feel good. And so if you take one of these courses, you can learn something just for the joy of it, or you can have a new career or do something to advance your career.
Right.
So I think there's all kinds of things like that to do.
What do you mean by, is the cost of medicine making you sick?
Well, everybody knows how much it costs to, you know, buy prescriptions these days, let alone going to the doctor, whatever. And so there are places where a goodrx.com, for instance, is a place where if you get a free card online, you can go to any of your local drugstores. And if you look at the GoodRx, sometimes their prices are even less than what you would pay with your copay. And also a lot of places have a $4 prescription program, either at Ralph's or Kroger or Walmart. Sometimes now it's more than $4, but again, check the generics to see if they have that program. And I'll tell you a really, really good thing. I had gone to the dentist who's been telling me for years I had to go to a periodontist. So I went to this periodontist and he told me, oh, I want to cut your gums. It'll only cost, you know, $5,000 to cut them and another $5,000 to graft. When right. should I make your appointment? And I said, I'll think about it. And I went home and I thought, what would the author of this book do? So I went online and I found that there was an alternative to gum flap surgery called Lanap, whereas there's no cutting, no pain. Well, it still costs like $5,000, but it was half as much. But I found that 40 miles from where I live was this place called Millennium Dental, and they trained not students, but dentists and periodontists all over the country who wanted to switch to this new procedure. So I got in for free. I got my friend in for free. Guess what? We had no cutting, no right. pain, no right. grafting, no $10,000. We got right. it totally free. And it's because I just use this mindset to say, well, is there an alternative? And then you yeah. check it out. Obviously, if it's medical or dental, you want right. to make sure you do your due diligence. But yep. another thing, like nose jobs can cost like $10,000 to $20,000. But now there's something called the 15-minute nose job, which is they just inject the filler. And not everybody who wants a nose job or rhinoplasty can get it, but a lot of people can. And so you can go in instead of spending $15,000 to $20,000, this will cost you like $800 to $1,200. And it's an alternative procedure that works and does the job.
Wow. I've never heard of that before. That's oh, yeah. really, that's really, well, really cool.
I had one. It's time for another one.
Yeah. I saw in the book that you were talking also about, you know, places to go to get beauty services like haircuts and maybe, you know, makeup, oh. get your makeup done.
Well, when the salons were all open and everything, I have very long hair and it's very thick. And it would cost me a fortune to get color and cut every time I went to, but I would right. go as a hair model. And the good news about being a hair model is you don't have to be thin. You don't have to be gorgeous. Right. You don't have to be young. You just need right. one thing, hair. Right. So I would go as a hair model where they would cut it for free at a fancy salon, usually, not a lot. But now right. when the pandemic hit, I thought, what am I going to do? Because I can't go to salon. Well, guess what? I went to YouTube. I watched some videos on how to cut your own hair. I can now cut my hair in 5 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. I tried that last month too, and it went rather well. I was quite surprised.
Yeah.
I had COVID hair, you know, and my COVID hair was, you know, down to my, you know, knees. And I just decided, you know, I probably need a little trim. I'm so busy. I can't even get out of the house. So, you yeah, know, I just tried that and it kind of worked really well. I was surprised.
Yeah. And I get my color from like eSalon or Madison Reed, and they have, videos online, and it's not just like store-bought color, it's color where you mix it and use a developer. And I did it, and I haven't done my hair like for decades, and I did it myself. Right. And I right. thought, how right. much money am I saving now?
And, yeah, I went to Sally's and got the stuff because I found that they were telling me that the color on the shelves uses 40 developer, which is really harsh on the hair. So I went to Sally's and got the 20, got the color, mixed it together. And now once a month, I just take care of business.
And then nails. I want to tell you about nails because I was going, obviously, when they were open, to the nail salon all the time. So the first thing I did is I went to eBay and I ordered press-on nails. Well, you know, when I go to the salon, it costs me $40 to $60. Plus, I'm there for like an hour or two because, you know, I can't just get my nails done. I also sure. have to get a massage and whatever. But right. I got the press-on nails. It took me 10 minutes to put them on. And then I discovered something else called Color Street Nails. Do you know about those?
Yeah.
Color Street Nails are sold like by independent salespeople, like sort of Arbonne or that kind
okay,
of thing.
Okay.
They're so cool. They have all kinds of patterns and colors. And again, it's press on, but they're not as thick as press on nails. But they have, you know, for holidays, you can put on Santa Claus nails, or for Valentine's Day, they have them. And they're such fun. And
do they stay on? Do they really stay on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Surprise. So I alternate now between the press ons and between the Color Street nails.
That's
and they're
so
really
fun
because there are all kinds of patterns and colors, and you can put different ones on different nails, and they're just fun.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Another thing you can do to make money. you can become a color street person or an armband person. Those are things you can do. And actually those salespeople are doing very well in the pandemic because it's all an online business.
Right. So you have rules to live like a millionaire. What does that mean? What are the rules?
Well, living like a millionaire tip to me is, you know, not only doing wonderful things and not paying a lot of money, because that's really important, but it's enjoying your life to the fullest. And there are so many ways that you can do this. And I've discovered even when you're staying home. And for instance, I have the rules. And the first rule is ask, or I say, make an ask of yourself.
Right.
And I'll give you some examples. You know, one thing I called I needed a rug clean, an area rug. And I called and I asked how much it was. And they said $120. Well, I could have just said, no, that's too much, and hung up. But I asked, I said, are you having any sales? They said, oh, well, we're having a sale right now. It's 2-for-1. Well, they didn't tell me that up front, but yeah. I have 2-for-1. Yeah. So I called a girlfriend and she had a rug. And so we each got it for half price because I asked. Another thing, I saw this fabulous $1,000 cashmere jacket in Nordstrom's. You know, I wasn't going to spend that. So I asked, I said, is this going to go on sale anytime soon? And then the second rule is make friends. So I asked the sales girl, will you call me if it goes on sale? So she would call me like every couple of weeks to say, oh, it's only 800 now. Oh, it's 600, it's 400. So I finally went in after about a month and there was one left and it was gorgeous and it was 300. I said, it's still a little much. She said, wait a minute, I'm going in the back. She went in the back. She said, I'm going to give you the family and friends price of $149. Wow. And it's because I asked.
And the relationship. Yeah. Awesome.
A funny story about that I have to tell you, because it is one of my favorites, is ask in all matters what you want. Like, I was taking a trip to Puerto Rico, and I usually like to travel alone, but I was going alone. So when I went up to the sales clerk and she said, do you want an aisle or a window? I said, can you just put me next to a good looking guy? And she said, well, why don't you stand back there? And when you see somebody you like, give me a signal.
I
can't do that. So I just got on the plane, sat in my window seat, and people are coming up and down the aisles. And all of a sudden, this really handsome guy starts walking down and he gets to my row and he puts his bag in the luggage rack and he moves to the window seat. And as the plane is taking off, he says to me, you know, the weirdest thing just happened. He said, as soon as I said I wanted a window seat, the clerk said to me, have I got a seat for you? Well, we talked the whole time. Wow. We went out that night. He took me to dinner. We ate it the whole time I was there. He paid for everything. But it was because I asked. I said what I wanted, you know, and that's what people have to learn to do. You know, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, how awesome. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being on, Marilyn. Again, here's her book. It is How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. Thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time.
Fun. Thanks so much.
And I am going to say goodbye to everybody. I think we're going to be on in another 40 minutes or so with another live entrepreneur. Be well, everybody. Talk soon. Bye, Marilyn.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.